Welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 70, Noob versus Nerd Madness Finals.
Hello!
How are you doing today? I think that actually recorded that time.
Fantastic!
So welcome to Nerd of the Noob, episode 70.
70.
70!
You know we're approaching year two. It's in June.
Is it?
I think it's June.
And we haven't gotten to 100 episodes yet. Or more specifically, 104. There's 52
there
weeks in a year.
There was no way in hell we were doing 52 episodes a year.
No, I completely agree. Completely agree. I don't know where that just went. So, for those of you who don't know, this is a live show that we do. We have now changed it. It was on Sundays. Now it's on Mondays. And the only reason we're running a little bit late is because I went to see my nephew play ball. And he won.
He won the game!
With a game-winning RBI. It was so cool.
He did not know what the hell was going on.
No, I don't think he still doesn't realize that he won the game.
Yep.
And he knows. And he was just making it rain.
I know. I gave him money. I felt so proud I gave him $5 or whatever I had left in my pocket. But other than that, we're just running a little bit late today, so we apologize in advance. We hope everything looks good on y'all's screen because, to be honest, we have no idea because we're using my Twitch. Apparently, on top of everything else, decided that today was the 2-year anniversary of my cutoff, and so now I either have to buy it again or start learning how to use OBS a lot more. So I think we're going to be learning how to use OBS a lot more, at least for now. But I think we're going to jump into the show. And, yeah. I think that's it.
Sorry, there's an airplane going overhead.
Okay. So, we're going to start with the show. And the first thing we've got on here is our NERB chat. And for those of you that don't know, this is where we take questions from you on Facebook and Twitter saying what you'd like us to talk about. This one's a little bad. Shane Miller says, who liked the ending to the Game of Thrones last night? Now, here's bad news.
We don't watch it.
No, I do. I'm uber behind.
I'm
like a season and a half.
I'm like 3 behind.
But, apparently we do know what happened.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us what happened? Wait!
Do this. Go ahead. It's your thing.
This is going to be a little spoilery.
Just a smidge. So, fast forward like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Give us 2 minutes to talk about this, and then we'll get off of it. So,
tight.
What did you think?
I get a text message last night. I'm laying in bed because I had to be at work early this morning.
Okay.
And all I get, I think it was last night. Yeah. All I get is the king is dead.
Okay.
And I went, uh-oh, the internet shall explode.
So, apparently Joffrey died?
Apparently.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do.
Batman saw such promise in him.
I know, right? I heard rumor was actually that actor, the guy who was playing Joffrey,
the kid,
is going to retire for a while.
He said he does not want to do this anymore. So universally hated.
Yeah.
It has made him want to stop acting.
At least for a few years, I'm sure. Because he really did make a really good bad guy.
He was an asshole.
So that all being said.
Wait. Was he worse than Malfoy?
Oh, 100 times.
Yeah.
Malfoy was just a little whimpering ass.
Okay.
This guy was horrid.
But you get, like, before him, Malfoy was the little, you know, asshole that no one liked. Well, the girls loved Malfoy. Whatever.
Still,
Joffrey was universally hated.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I definitely worse than Malfoy. I can't think of a worse bad guy. Like, Loki, everybody loves him.
Oh, you mean one that is just
one
hated.
That's actually a bad guy that's actually hated.
Will Wheaton?
Yes. Will Wheaton is... No, Will Wheaton's not hated. For what?
Big Bang Theory.
No, see, I don't hate Will Wheaton. I hated Joffrey. So, that being said, I have absolutely no idea what went on last night. If Joffrey is dead, then I see a...
All hail the king. Oh.
No, I see a...
Meme factory?
Not meme. I'm trying to think. Shut up! Let me think of the word. I'm trying to think. What's the term when I'm going to watch a bunch of episodes at once? what's the word? A catching up. A binging of Game of Thrones just so I can see that little twerp die.
Nice.
So, and we're going to get off Nerd Chat. We want to thank Shane Miller for giving us that question. Be sure that if you have any questions before the show, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter and let us know what you'd like us to talk about, and we will attempt to do so.
Next up, we're combining our next two sections, Noob Versus and the main event, because after 4+ weeks of nerd madness, we have a winner! And our producer put together a lovely little thing for you, so if you're watching live, you get to look at something cool.
So, I'm going to try to do this in a movie voice.
Please don't.
I'm going to try.
The Nerd Madness Finals.
That's going to get old after the second one. Anyways.
The final matchup.
Oh, no, wait. I was wrong. It was after the first one.
Doctor Who versus Loki.
You want to read this part as one of those announcers like from like Star Wars?
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
That's not Star Wars, but go for it.
We began with 64 different characters, and after 5 weeks, we are now down to two. Here's the road for the finals for both of them. Doctor Who defeated Eric Northman, Daryl Dixon, Cyclops, Yoda,
Dead You Is,
and Doomsday.
You liked that, didn't you?
That one was funny.
Loki defeated
Jean Grey, Walker, Texas Ranger.
Bye bye, Walker.
You are killing me with this.
Uh-huh.
Agent Coulson.
Died again.
Deadpool.
Don't know how that happened.
And Green Lantern.
Yeah, well, if it was the movie version, I could see that one. And the winner is Doctor Who! That's right. That's right. That's who I said was going to win. Doctor Who goes in and destroys them all.
You're an idiot.
I am not an idiot. I am totally loving this. So, after so many weeks of nerd madness, 64 different contenders, Doctor Who won. He beat Loki, which goes to prove that in the end, good conquers all.
No, it just goes to prove that there are more people who like Doctor Who than Loki.
I would highly doubt that, except for the fact that our followers tend to like Doctor Who more than Marvel.
Get off your captain's log.
So, I just want to give a good congratulations to Doctor Who. Me, personally, I always thought of it as David Tennant, but other people think of it as other Doctors. What I love about it is Doctor Who is Doctor Who. If you want it to be Tennant, if you want it to be Matt Smith, David Eccleston, sadly enough, I can't think of the other names right now. Those are the ones I can... Peter Capaldi, which we haven't seen yet. Why haven't we seen you yet?
Because it's not August.
Shut up. It should be. They're waiting way too long for new Doctor Who's. It's just Peter Capaldi!
So, going off memory alone, what match do you think was unfairly won by the person who won it?
Buffy and Daryl Dixon.
Yeah?
I contest to this day that Daryl Dixon should have not won that match. That was pure popularity. Daryl Dixon is a puss in the eyes of Buffy.
But she's a vampire slayer.
Who also slayed hell of other things. You know, hellhounds, other random bad guys.
More demon stuff.
I mean, shit! Superpowers versus a bow.
Crossbow.
Superpowers versus a bow.
Crossbow.
So, now, considering that Doctor Who won.
No!
This week's Noob Versus.
We're not doing this.
Is Doctor Who.
We're not doing this.
Versus Vin Diesel. And just remember, Dieselites, that Greg says, Diesel is love. Diesel is life.
I hate you all. So terribly much do I hate you all.
So that's going to be our new verses for this week, because that's what I want to do. I don't care. No, we're doing that.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Why can't we do that?
Because I want Doctor Who to win, and you want Doctor Who to win, and that's not a new versus.
What? I think Vin Diesel has a chance.
No, you don't.
Seriously, the guy...
You bitch!
Wait.
He jumped out of a car
and survived!
Hello!
Just say.
It's not happening.
Come on!
Not happening.
You don't want to see that fight?
Of course I do! I want to watch him go... Bye-bye! I want to watch him kick his ass out the door of the TARDIS into a sun! But that's not what we're doing. No. He's a star. We'll send him into a star.
I'm curious why the producer says we can't do that.
We're not doing it.
Why not?
Because I don't want it.
I think it would be a fantastic idea.
I do not need this to happen.
You don't think...
No!
I think it would be a fantastic idea.
No!
Okay, so the unofficial new verse is Doctor Who versus Vin Diesel. And I would like to hear your stories of how that battle would go. You know, Vin Diesel, he walks up to Doctor Who and he's all in his...
Do you know what my favorite Vin Diesel movie is?
What's that one?
The one he's not in.
That's the name of a movie? The one he's not in?
It's a whole bunch of movies.
You know what, producer? Fine. You're taking all the fun out of my life. He says we can't do Doctor Who because he's already qualified for Nerd Madness 3. But, fine. I don't want to talk to either of you right now because you're ruining my fun. I think, who's the guy? Is it Shane?
Lee.
I think Lee would very, very much enjoy a Vin Diesel versus Doctor Who. By the way, Vin Diesel's going in next year's Nerd Madness. And I'm going to push for him every week because I would love to see him in the final two.
Just to
watch your brain explode. That's what I want to see.
Ugh. Move into the next part.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, we need a new verses.
That's next week.
Why?
We're not announcing that till next week.
Why not?
Because that's what we were told.
Well, I mean, we don't get a weekly new verses this week?
No.
Why not? What are we doing next week?
Next week we start the new round of qualifiers.
Oh. I was unaware of this.
Yes.
Okay, so unofficial new verses for this week is Doctor Who versus Vin Diesel, because it apparently won't count for next year's new Nerd Madness. But
that one's good.
I want to...
Speed Racer versus Vin Diesel.
No. I want to see Vin Diesel versus Doctor Who. Just putting it out there. And so this is the unofficial. Next week we'll start a new official new versus. And I want backstories. I want to know how this goes. Maybe even a small fanfic.
I'm going to go to prison because you're going to show up on the show next week with a broken nose and black eyes.
Okay, fair enough. So that's what I want. And go put it on Facebook, and definitely put it on Twitter and Facebook and tag Greg on it. Just saying.
Don't tag me in Vin Diesel crap.
Alright, so we're going to move on to the coming attractions. We did get...
You know what's going
to
happen?
What?
I'm going to meet him one day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat my words because I'm going to go, big fan. Big fan. Autograph?
Anyways, so we did get a new Turtle trailer with Splinter in it. I heard that was pretty good. We've got the opening battle sequence from X-Men Days of Future Past.
Heard that was pretty good.
I've seen a little bit of it when we were coming back up here. It actually looked pretty good. And the freak out geek out for me this week was the Girl Meets World teaser, which is the sequel. I'm calling it a sequel.
It's a sequel.
To Boy Meets World, the beloved 90s show that we all grew up with.
Yes.
And I'm doing a little freak out with it because...
Freak out!
It was so good. Just the little bit. So hopefully it comes out this summer and I will be DVRing it to watch it.
I don't know if Disney is on my Hulu, so I might have to find another way to watch it.
I will keep them on the DVR.
That works.
So just let me know. So yeah, guys, if you want to go check those out, you can check them out in the chat right now or you can go look at our Facebook page. They are all on the Facebook page. And that's really, guys, all we've got for...
The top half.
The top part of the show. I mean, the
you
rest
know what
of
we
it.
Keep forgetting to do?
What?
A comic.
Yeah, I think that's just falling off.
That saddens me.
It does. I mean, if you want, I can step out of the room for 2 minutes and let you have 2 minutes to talk to these guys about S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Because I like the fact, I think the comic of the week's going away, but I think we're going to start keeping up more with comics on TV, because we're going to have Gotham soon.
Flash.
We're going to have Flash soon.
More Awesome Arrow.
Possibly more Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
We're going to have Arrow, S.H.I.E.L.D., all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking, if you would like me to step out, you can have that.
No, we'll wait.
You want to wait till next week?
Yeah.
See, we're going to have, I'm planning on possibly kind of a sideshow just when I get caught up on S.H.I.E.L.D. to kind of go through everything and just me and you sit down one day and just rant and upload it or something like that.
I know what the name of that show can be.
What?
What the hell does rant mean?
And then, that's actually a pretty good name. and then, I think we should have a new Arrow next week, so we can talk about that next week.
I don't know if I'm behind on that or not.
I don't either. So, we're going to move along. We're going to move into the rapid fire section, and we're going to start off with Marvel news. And the first bit of Marvel news is you. Take it away.
Paul Bettany talks about his part as Vision and Angels of the Fabulaga.
You know I don't cut this show, right?
Paul Bettany talks the Vision in Avengers Age of Ultron. Wow, that one actually was really hard to talk about.
Okay.
Go to his quoting. He's on Jimmy Kimmel and he's quoted as saying, I can do all sorts of things, but I'm not allowed to really talk about them and what we're going to do because there might be a Marvel agent in the room who will actually wrestle me to the ground and fire me. It's very exciting for me. But everything is a double-edged sword, right? Because I was playing Jarvis for years and my job was I would turn up at a studio for 45 minutes, do all my stuff, and then they would give me a huge bag of cash and then I'd go home. Now it turns out they found me out and they want me to actually do something.
The source material Vision has a number of superpowers, including superhuman reflexes, superhuman stamina, energy manipulation, audio-visual, hologram manipulation, and flight, just to name a few. Which of these powers will be on display in the upcoming sequel remains to be seen, but which ones are you hoping to see on the big screen?
I hope he can phase.
Okay.
I hope he got the super strength.
Okay.
And then I hope he go crazy.
I'd like to see possibly the hologram manipulation.
Also, is he just going to play the voice and it's going to be a younger version of Vision? Because in the comics, Vision and Scarlet Witch are like a thing.
Oh, and you're thinking because from the preview scene, she's pretty young.
She was pretty young.
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about there. So that's interesting. See, honestly, there's not enough information about this movie out there yet for me to form any kind of hypothesis.
I just like his quote. That's all it was about.
The fact that they give him a big stack of money.
They give him a big stack of money to come in for 45 minutes.
Nice. Then we got from ComingSoon.net, we've got an article about Spider-Man 2. So the Amazing Spider-Man 2 viral site teases Venom and Carnage. As they have been doing for some time, the latest entry for the Amazing Spider-Man 2's viral Daily Bugle site has debuted a new entry that teases Spidey villains Venom and Carnage, one of whom will be getting his own spin-off film in the near future. Their latest piece reads as follows.
Killer Cassidy caught by Eddie Brock.
Oh, that's both of them. The greater New York tri-state area got a whole lot safer yesterday. Captured late last night, Cletus Cassidy, escaped serial killer Notorious Redhead, was eerily calm and subdued when he eagerly surrendered to the FBI. The manhunt for the FBI's most wanted felon ended innocuously in a small strip mall outside of New Rochelle. Rochelle? Looks like Rochelle to me. New York. A barista at a local coffee shop recognized Cassidy and eventually called the police. The barista apologized to reporters later, admitting she didn't immediately alert authorities, hoping Spider-Man would beat them to the scene. What can I say? I'm a huge fan, she was quoted as saying.
Why are you still talking weird? Cassidy has been sentenced to 12 life sentences for the 12 murders he committed, but escaped while being transported between federal prisons. Sources say Cassidy has been remanded to Ravencroft Institute for further interrogation until he's relocated to a maximum security federal prison.
If we had more budget and ways to do this, you would have officially just been stamped with a douche stamp over your head.
While the barista didn't get her wish, we know Spider-Man thanks her, as we all do. For now, it appears that Cassidy...
Does that mean he gets to hang upside down and he kisses her now?
It is unknown if all the events teased in these viral updates will actually come to pass in the canon of the Amazing Spider-Man film series, but for the time being, it's fun to wink to the fans. I would be more interested, like I said, in a Venom thing than as opposed to a Carnage thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Carnage would be an awesome, awesome thing. I actually think Carnage, I wonder if Sony owns Carnage too. I know they own Spider-Man, but do they own all the villains that go with it?
No.
So I'm wondering...
But you're not going to have any Spidey villains without Spidey.
Fair enough. So that's cool. I think it's a really neat article. I'm sure my reading voice was fantastic for that. Shut up. I would still say I'd like to see Venom movie first. Because in my eyes, you don't get Carnage without getting Venom first.
No, you don't. Absolutely not.
So, next up, kind of a big article. We're going to try to hit on it pretty quick. We've got 25 events that led up to...
That led from First Class to Days of Future Past.
So, let me see if I can find these. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gooshel. Let's see. The time travel element that connects the two... time periods in between X-Men First Class and X-Men Days of Future Past will be confusing to some not well-versed in X-Men lore. But that is what the internet is for. Thanks to viral sites like 25 Moments, we have a quick and easy way to condense 60 years worth of history from 1962 through 2018 into a handy-dandy website. These 25 Moments include actual historical events like the JFK assassination, and the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Click the red link right there on the bottom.
Which one?
The one that says click here?
Yeah, that one.
This one? No. Over to your right.
That one?
Yeah.
What am I clicking here?
There you go.
Ah, so apparently in 1967 we had the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's a two.
Huh?
That's a two.
Where?
1962.
What did I say?
Seven.
Oh. I can't read it and it's not getting any bigger.
1963, Eric Lyncher is implicated in murder.
The JFK assassination sparks a mutant controversy. The mutant known as Magneto is implicated in the assassination of John F. Kennedy by a witness on the grassy knoll. Magneto denies direct involvement, sparking the Free Magneto movement.
Fantastic.
Wow, that's cool.
1965, Charles Xavier opens the school for gifted youngsters.
Xavier School is a safe place for mutant education. Xavier opens a private boarding school with a hidden agenda to ensure young mutants have a safe haven to study and safely develop their powers. That's cool.
1967, Trask Industries develops artificial limbs.
Trask Industries' revolutionary prosthetics change the lives of millions.
You don't have to read all of that.
Number five, you don't have to read that because I can't read it. Go ahead.
1972, prolonged silence on Nixon White House tapes points to scandal.
Trask and Nixon take a secret meeting, conveniently erased from the tapes. That's cool. I love how they're like throwing other stuff in this.
What posted on the Facebook page? Why are we getting links in the face? What has been done?
Oh, I'm looking.
So there's a picture of Vin Diesel that says, "Can we please call a truce?
I just want to be friends, Greg. I will even shake on it." I love it! Okay, back to this. So, what does that say, Greg?
Trask announces the Sentinel Mark I program in 1973. In 1975, Xavier goes to Washington. The professor makes a closed-door plea to U.S. politician for basic rights, for mutants. 1977, world record scandal. Pietro Maximoff breaks 8 world records, sparking review of mutant participation in athletics. You know, side topic, I'll give them that. You know, you've got the, this is sad to say, but you've got the Olympics, but you also got the Special Olympics.
You want the mutant Olympics.
I think you should have
the Olympics. I don't know, are you going to have enough mutants of the same type for that to be a thing?
I'm sure they'd find a way to regulate it, but I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. Next.
Fun fact, Vin Diesel was the original model for the Sentinels because Trask is a disciple of Diesel.
How in the frick is this becoming a thing?
Oh, good.
1984, Minister dubs mutants God's curse. Oh, that's just...
The human's majority targets mutants as God's curse.
1986, Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Soviet Union sees a rash of mutant infants.
The Chernobyl nuclear power plant melts down, causing a spike in premature mutant expressions for generations.
Oh, that's neat. 1988, the Berlin Wall protests. Germany is the first nation to adopt mutant segregation policies. I like how they're kind of fitting all this stuff in there.
Yeah. The FBI cracks down in, what does that say,
1989,
the FBI cracks down on criminals and mutants. In partnership with Trask Industries, the FBI unveils a method of using DNA evidence at crime scenes to identify criminals. Off the record, Trask Industries also begins building a private mutant registry for this database of DNA, with plans to sell the information to wealthy world governments. Oh, well, oh.
1991, South Africa reform. South Africa ushers in an era of acceptance and equality, becoming a safe haven for mutants. That's cool. That's a cool way to put that in.
Wait, isn't that where they did that, Magneto ended up building his?
No, that wasn't Geneva.
Okay.
Or not Geneva, Genosha.
Genosha. What does that say? I can't even read it.
1994, Zapatistas ally with mutant supporters. Can't say the word. 1996, mad cow disease outbreak, and X-gene testing at Trask Industries leads to a global epidemic. I'll be damned.
Yep.
2001, Guantanamo Bay Mutant Detention Center. I knew it! We should ask our aunt about that.
2006, warring mutant factions destroy the Golden Gate Bridge.
Seen it.
Okay, so we know that one.
2008, U.S. erects a wall to strengthen its borders. Mutant wall hinders movement of mutants across the U.S.
Mm-hmm. 2008?
Nine.
Nine.
Mutant inhibitor collars. Revolutionary collar proves that mutant abilities can be suppressed. That's kind of, it's kind of dodgy.
2010, Trask Industries acquires Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
That's crap.
Yep. That's definitely not good. 2011, March on the X-Mansion. Mutants protest claiming that they don't need a cure. 2012.
Mutants escape Trask's prison camps. 30 mutants are rescued from Trask's mutant prison camps by Clarice Ferguson, otherwise known as Blink. And I wish I knew I had a list, because that's kind of cool. 2013, Trask announces Mark X, the next generation of the Sentinel program, promises a definitive containment of the mutant threat.
2015, death of Hank McCoy, mutant most famous for successfully integrating with human population, is murdered.
Hank McCoy is dragged from his home and murdered by an angry mob of human majority protesters outside his home. Holy shit.
Wow.
And finally, 2018, Bishop forms the Free Mutants. Bishop forms the first militant mutant organization. Let's see here. He is a Camp X-Ray escapee. He builds a global network of mutant resistance, dubs the Free Mutants.
That's pretty pimp.
That was really kind of a cool list there.
Yeah, that's I like that list, guys. You should go check that out and then make sure you be part of the sorry, I can't help myself sometimes. Moving on to the next thing. We probably could have put that in the main event and talked about it more.
Moving on.
James Gunn says Guardians will connect with Avengers 3, which I was assuming it was going to connect with towards the end of
Avengers 2. Avengers 3 is going to end up with the Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
Let's see. This summer, we'll see the cinematic debut of one of the strangest collections of characters that Marvel Studios has assembled, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Though the group will no doubt get up to some heroic deeds in the film, actress Zoe Saldana, who plays Gamora in the film, says they're not 100% heroes.
She's quoted in saying, "We're the Sex Pistols to EW. We're the Renegades. We'll come in drunk. We'll save the day, but check your wallet. We might have taken it."
The film is shaping up to be unlike anything else Marvel Studios has released before, but that doesn't mean it won't be highly connected to the future of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In the latest issue of EW, James Gunn revealed a huge connection by saying,
"We're definitely connected to Avengers 3.
The connection is more than likely the Mad Titan himself, Thanos, who appeared in the mid-credit scene for 2012's Avengers, and though he has yet to be confirmed for the August 1st release, his presence has been hinted at previously." So that's pretty neat, and they got some pimp pictures on here too of Star-Lord. Is it just me or his hair look fake?
Is pimp your word today?
Did I say that? Have I said that before?
Yeah.
Oh, then yes. James Tiber actually commented, said the extended preview for
Guardians of the Galaxy looked amazing.
I really wish I had the new series. It was actually pretty decent. We started reading it a little bit a
while back.
Then we got a little bit of DC news. David Goyer talks about making DC more cohesive, the new DC universe. Since Man of Steel kicked off Warner Brothers' very own cinematic universe, there's been countless chatter about where they will be going in the future. David Goyer says that, "I know that Warner Brothers would love to make their universe more cohesive.
There have been a lot of general conversations about that, but it's really, really early. I'm not sure. Marvel has had enormous success, but I'm not sure that everybody should try to emulate them either. It's just been vague conversations so far."
Let's see. When asked if it would be prohibitive for a character like the Flash to appear on television and in Justice League in a Justice League film as well, Goyer made a good point. "I don't think so. You know, Smallville was running when Bryan Singer's Superman came out, and no one had a heart attack over that." Now, that being said, Smallville was established at the time, and nobody really paid attention
to it. Smallville was also a different universe. It was established that Smallville was not the what is known now as the 52 universe.
Right. Well, and even at that, when Smallville started, the Marvel Cinematic Universe wasn't really there. I said Marvel. I did it on purpose. You know, so now that's kind of turning into a formula with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and that kind of thing. So the question is, do they decide to use some of these actors for
the big roles?
The big roles that DC is putting together.
I think at some point you do end up with Arrow on the big screen.
I would love to see Stephen Amell on the big screen for Arrow. A little bit of comic book news. Cyclops number one goes cosmic. The cover for this looked epic, and I haven't read a comic in a while. Comics. Rocket in the comic Cosmic Unknown with his first look at Cyclops number one. Look at this picture, dude.
Ooh.
So he's some kind of cosmic thing now. I don't know what that is. That's fake.
No, that was real.
Oh, was that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay. I mean, these pictures on this look pretty damn epic. So, the article in it, after clashing with the Shi'ar at the edge of deep space, Scott Summers is about to encounter the last person he'd ever expect to meet. His space pirate father. Long thought dead, Corsair, leader of the intergalactic band of misfits, the Starjammers, has returned.
Can I just say I'm super proud of you getting his name right the first time?
And he's got a new recruit in the form of his son, young Cyclops himself.
Oh, so it's young Cyclops. Holy shit.
Scott Summers is leaving the X-Men behind to stay in space and learn a few valuable lessons from Dad. One, how to shave. Two, how to talk to women. And three, how to steal a
Badoon
spaceship.
So that's Corsair.
This is cool. I kind of like that. I may have to grab the number one just to see what's going on, because that actually looks pretty interesting. Little bit of movie news. Cat 3 versus Spider-Man 3. Who will win the comic book chicken contest?
We've talked about this before. About an event, like, I don't remember what movies it was. I think it was rumored Justice League versus Avengers at some point. This is, again, you're pitting a Marvel versus a DC movie, and you're only going to hurt both of them.
Right.
You know?
Many remain skeptical that Batman vs. Superman will actually arrive on the date, which is May 6, 2016, as the film was originally scheduled to debut on July 17, 2015. But Warner Brothers, much like Marvel, says they're not backing down. There's a quote from Dan Feldman saying, "It doesn't make a lot of sense for two huge superhero films to open at the same date, but there's a lot of time between now and 5/6/16.
Which you know what it's going to mean.
Hmm.
DC is going to have to back off because someone's going to get hurt, something's going to happen, or they're just going to have to redo it and, you know, try again.
Or somebody's going to drop or
I don't something. Have faith in DC and Warner Brothers' ability to put a movie out on any kind of time frame they're suggesting.
The only DC I have faith in right now is Arrow.
And Flash when it comes out.
I mean, you saw me, I was watching Man of Steel in there. I still posit it was a good movie. But it was not Captain America good, this latest movie. It wasn't Avengers good to me. It was just different, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe I like the lighter side of Marvel, whereas DC is almost always just dark, unless it's Hawkeye. That's Marvel. Never mind.
I'm going to do this because of the chat. Hi, Alicia. Yes, this show is very live.
So, yes. Anyway, so next bit of movie news is there's apparently a director for the new Hangman movie. A Phantom exclusive. This is from Schmo Knows. Jeff Wadlow will direct Masters of the Universe. Let's see. Hot off the desk from said Phantom, I don't know who this is, comes exclusive news that Kick-Ass 2 writer-director Jeff Wadlow's next directing project will be Masters of the Universe for Sony Pictures. Wadlow, who is also rumored to be in consideration for an X-Force movie over at Fox, is high in demand, obviously, and it looks like the guy is hitting the big times now with Sony's big screen adaptation of the fabled action figure turned animated series that so many grew up to loving. I have a problem with this movie.
We talked about this in the car. There are not a lot of giant muscle-bound beefcakes to be He-Man anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not even that big.
Not even that.
You think John Cena does it?
I think He-Man would probably do better on, like, an HBO show.
Not HBO. Although you've got something there.
Like a Game of Thrones style. Something that's more of a week-to-week thing. Because things like... Oh, God. What is that new one that he's doing now? The Rock.
Hercules.
That's not going to do well. I hate to tell him. It's not going to do that good. That kind of stuff just... It's not...
I kind of like your idea about the television show thing, you know, that wouldn't be bad.
Or like I said, we've talked about this before, not everything has to be a big epic movie. Pull a Sherlock and do 3 or 4 episodes as a mini series.
The American society will not do that.
Well, we do it now.
Not Sherlock isn't made here. Sherlock's made in Britain.
I know it is.
They're the ones doing that, not us.
I know, but I watch it like crazy.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, if it's...
Okay, fine, then do a 12-part, and just like, what is it, True Detective? True Detective was what, 8 or 10 episodes, something like that, whatever it was. And it's won awards.
Yeah.
So, do something like that. What is that? Is that DC or Marvel? What is He-Man?
I don't know who owns that world now. We read it along with DC? Yeah, DC's probably... I think DC's got the rights for that.
Okay, so if it's DC and they want to bring it in to the universe, then it doesn't have to necessarily be a movie if they did a miniseries with it. Like, I'm not talking do, like, an Arrow show with it, because I don't think that's high-budget enough for something like that.
I don't know. I mean, it's He-Man. You could go pretty... I mean, Man-at-Arms has got all the weapons...
I just think if they did something like a Game of Thrones style where it seems very realistic, but it's more of a week-to-week thing, and they could tie different things in if they want, it doesn't matter. I think that would be a little bit better than a He-Man movie. Because I honestly, I don't know that I care. I'd have to see some really convincing previews to want to go see a He-Man movie.
Yeah.
So, moving on?
Yeah.
And next up is James Cameron talks about the Avatar sequels. So the only thing to really talk about this is he says that the second, third, and fourth films all go into production simultaneously. They're essentially all in pre-production now because we are designing creatures, settings, and characters that span all three films. And we should be finished with all three scripts within the next, I would say, 6 weeks. The biggest pressure I feel right now is cutting out things. I'd love to get the film down to a length that is affordable. There hasn't been a problem finding new and wonderful things to include in the movie. So, here's my problem with this. If they're writing all this, I get it. Like, wasn't Star Wars finished when he made the movies?
Or the rumor is...
not James Cameron, obviously.
No, the rumor is George Lucas had all of the Star Wars saga wrote out and then went... Okay, we're going to do this part because we have the technology to make it happen.
Right. That's so, rumor. Here's my problem with this. Avatar was a good movie, but it's been so far out. Technology has changed so much now.
You think it's a little completely different?
Honestly, I think it's out of date.
Well, no, they'll update it, but I agree. I've only watched the movie one time.
That, and to me, the whole thing with Avatar was...
Pocahontas.
No. I actually liked the going from human to the avatar, you know, that kind of thing.
That was cool.
That's what I liked. If they stick with continuity, that whole thing is gone. Like, he's now permanently one of the fucking whatever they're called. The blue people. He's now one of the Smurfs. You know, and to me, that takes
He-Man a lot. Smurf?
That takes a lot out of it, unless they plan on writing something so that they can put him... His body's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, to me, I don't like that.
I have no clue where he's going to go with this. I mean...
And I think they're...
I think he's putting a lot on those actors by doing all three of the movies at one time. Granted, it's probably only 3 months of shooting at a time, but that means they could spend, you know, almost a year's worth of time on one movie set... Or one, you know, job.
Right. And I agree with James Tipper on Facebook. He says it sounds like he's rushing a bit too much.
Oh, yeah.
I really agree. I don't think he needs to... I don't think you have to have the script written out, or at least the whole things, for all three movies. I mean, with the technology that he's going to have to put into these movies... Write one, maybe even two, figure out where you're going, and let the story evolve.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to hold himself into that. Mm-hmm. If he wants to write an ending, write an ending. I got that. If he wants to write the final scene of the movie, perfect. But he can make the journey let it flow a little bit.
I don't know.
You get what I'm going at? We got a little bit of TV news. And a little update for us nerds as far as comics on TV goes. Deadline has just released an update on all new television plots on all the new television pilots based on comic books that ABC, Fox, and CW are developing. Let's start with ABC.
Where am I reading?
They'll be introducing a new Marvel television series. Agent Carter, Hallie Atwell, will reprise her role as Peggy Carter for the series, which is expected to only have 13 episodes and have Howard Stark as a recurring character. I think this whole show is a setup for S.H.I.E.L.D.
How they started S.H.I.E.L.D.?
If Howard Stark... There's no other reason to have Howard Stark in it if it's not a setup for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Correct.
I think you have S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm seeing a picture here. The one shot with Agent Carter. You got Dugan, whatever. It's a setup for S.H.I.E.L.D. It's a setup for Captain America. I mean, it's just, all it is going to literally be is essentially one big flashback.
Good. I love that time period.
All right, the next one. What else do we got? As for Fox, they are working on a Batman-less television series that will provide us with stories revolving around Jim Gordon's early exploits in Gotham. Deadline reports Gotham is practically on the air.
There's, of course, CW, which has done quite well with Arrow, of course, and are seeking to cash in on that success with the spinoff series The Flash, starring Grant Gustin. They'll also see if Rob Thomas can produce another winner for them with his own comic adaptation of iZombie. I've heard about that, but I've never read it. It
says it's about a woman that happens to be a zombie. Luckily for her, she works in a morgue, and when she eats the brains out of the dead, she sees their memories.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's a little weird, but I might try it. I mean, I'm not a big zombie fan, but I'm more excited. Actually, to be honest, I want to see Flash. Don't get me wrong. I want to see Flash. But I'd like to see the Agent Carter stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I definitely think that would be neat. Then we've got Sam Jackson will be in the finale of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or the final finale. I think that's finale. Alright, go for it. I've been reading a lot.
Fans have already seen Samuel L. Jackson make one appearance on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as Nick Fury in a pre-credits tag. But it looks like the S.H.I.E.L.D. top cop is headed back to ABC series for one more appearance before the end of the first season. And it, by the way, does it not feel like it took for fucking ever to do this one season?
Is this the end of the first season?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. In an interview with Vulture, Jackson revealed he has been on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. set fairly recently shooting another cameo, but was tight-lipped on any of the details of his role.
Right.
He said, I did last week. I just shot the end of the season show. You're trying to get me fired and killed. I don't talk about Marvel's business. None of us do. This makes me, like, scared. Like, what do they have to sign?
Right? They've got to have some kind of serious contract agreements. I mean, it's just nuts. I'm curious if we see Nick Fury in Avengers 3. Ooh. Or Avengers 2.
I'm still waiting on the real-life model decoys.
Right? I know. Just saying.
I mean, they've said them.
Yeah, like twice now, right?
Yeah.
And then the last bit of other news, for those of you that are part of the late night game or like political satire, I call it satire, political humor, Stephen Colbert to replace David Letterman on The Late Show.
Which means the old guard is leaving, the new guard is coming in.
Wait, what is the one with... It's late the Tonight night. Show with no. Jimmy Kimmel.
No, that's another... I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's on The Tonight Show, right? CBS announced today that Stephen Colbert...
No, it's Jimmy Fallon.
That's what I said. The host, writer, and executive producer of Emmy and Peabody Award-winning The Colbert Report will succeed David Letterman as the host of The Late Show, effective when Mr. Letterman retires from the broadcast. The 5-year agreement between CBS and Colbert was announced by... Moves. The president and CEO of CBS Corporation and the chairman of CBS Entertainment. Letterman, the legendary critically acclaimed host of the CBS late night series for 21 years, announced his retirement on his April 3rd broadcast. Colbert's premiere date as the host of The Late Show will be announced as Mr. Letterman determines a timetable for his final broadcast in 2015. So, we won't be seeing Colbert in The Tonight Show or The Late Show until sometime next year.
He was a little bit weird for the a weird pick for me.
Well, to be honest, I've heard some things and I've read some stuff about it, and he's talked about the fact that, like, on the Colbert Report,
he's a character.
Yeah. So he's not going to play much. He's not going to be as much of a character about it. So I think if he tones it down a little bit, but keeps, you know, he's a very humorous guy, and he keeps that going, I think he'll be all right. I know Jimmy Fallon right now is doing great. On The Tonight Show.
I record it. I put it on Hulu. It's on my favorites. So I'll go in and grab an episode every now and again, watch a little bit. I like his games and stuff that he plays.
I have a buddy at work who, when he finds a good sketch or something, he usually sends it to me on YouTube or something.
To be honest, I'll watch anytime Justin Timberlake comes on there because they are freaking funny together.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. So that's the last bit of news. We may or may not have had a question of the week last week.
We honestly don't remember.
None of us remember. So the question of the week this week is, which one do you want? 1, 2, or 3? That one, I say this one, that one we've talked about.
I know what 2's going to set up, so no.
I think we go with that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to get rid of these two. Boop, boop. Which comic TV show are you looking forward to debuting? Me personally, I'm looking forward to Gotham probably the most. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen Grant Gustin, I know what he's like.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen him as the Flash, but we've seen Arrow, we know what they can do. It's gonna be good.
I think I'm having young Bruce, young Selina, a much, you know, much younger Alfred.
Cobblepot. Oh.
I think Gotham's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. At least
it has the potential. You know, the Gotham Central was the comic series that's very acclaimed by anyone who reads.
Right.
Like, that's a series that most people who love DC, at least the old DC, will tell you that that's a series you have to read. I intend on reading it, I just have not got around to it.
Yeah, I've got, what did I get? There's Batman stuff I'm still catching up on. I still got to watch The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we want to know what TV shows, comic TV shows, you're looking forward to debuting. Like I said, my personal is I want to see Gotham and possibly Agent Carter. I think, honestly, Flash is, all three of these are up there to me.
Actually,
I think Flash is probably my third, though.
I have four others I can't wait for.
Which one? Constantine?
Daredevil.
Those are Netflix.
Iron Fist. Actually, yes, but still, Iron Fist on Netflix, mm-hmm. I think is going to be badass.
Yeah.
Because you get the glowing and the kung fu and the stuff. Yeah.
So, guys, that's our show. We want to thank you for coming. For those of you that are here live, hello. And we want to thank you for sticking around late. We know we got started probably about 40 minutes late. So, on that note, we're going to get off here. If you want to stick around, we're going to do the what we call the after party. And it's just us. People have sent us pictures on Facebook, and we're going to go through that and just kind of laugh. Because I've not looked at many of them yet.
I has not.
So, on that note, guys, we love you. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Nerd and the Noob, or you can follow him at GMN0184. You can follow me at opaque_mango. You can go check us out on Facebook at nerdandthenoob.com.
You can email us at nerdandthenoob@gmail.com. I hadn't said it in a while. I forgot,
didn't you?
And we got challenged. What up, Cook? 2020.
Yeah. Any hooser. So, again, much love, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Later.
You screwed that up, didn't you?
I did it to you on purpose.